Good morning and thanks for tuning in to the ComSec US Close podcast for Wednesday, February 20, 2019. US share markets were higher overnight, underpinned by gains in bellwether stocks such as Walmart and Amazon. Shares in Walmart rose by more than 2% after holiday quarter comparable sales beat market estimates. The sales data from Walmart also served to lift shares in Amazon by more than 1%, in addition to Target and Costco. Shares in Mattel rose by almost 1.5% despite a disappointing forecast for sales in 2019. Investors are still waiting for news in relation to the China-US trade talks. At the close, the Dow was up by around 8 points, or about 0.1%. The S&P 500 rose by 0.2%, and the Nasdaq was higher by around 14 points, or 0.2%. Elsewhere in US economic news, the US National Association of Home Builders released their Housing Market Sentiment Index. The measure rose from 58 to 62 in February, which was higher than the 59 that was forecast. Elsewhere, there were comments made by the US President Donald Trump in relation to China trade talks. Quote, "They are very complex talks. They're going very well. I can't tell you exactly about the timing, but the date, March 1, is not a magical date. A lot of things can happen," end quote. Elsewhere, European share markets were mixed overnight, with bank shares falling after a disappointing earnings update from HSBC. The bank index fell by 0.9%, while shares in HSBC lost 4%. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index was down by 0.2%, while the German DAX gained 0.1%, and the FTSE fell by 0.6%. In London trade, shares of Rio Tinto rose by 0.8%, while BHP fell by 0.2%. In interest rate markets, US Treasuries were firmer overnight, meaning that yields were lower. Investors waited for the minutes from the last Federal Reserve meeting in addition to any developments in relation to China-US trade. Two-year yields fell by 2 basis points to 2.5%. US 10-year yields were down by 2 basis points to 2.65%. Major currencies were generally firmer against the US dollar in US and European trade overnight compared to the Asian close. The Aussie dollar rose from lows near 71 US cents to as high as 71.75 and was near 71.65 in late US trade. Global oil prices were mixed on Tuesday, with investors waiting for news in relation to China-US trade talks. Russia and Saudi Arabia said that they supported continued coordination on the global energy markets. Brent crude oil was down by 5 cents or 0.1% to $66.45 a barrel, but NYMEX light sweet crude oil was up by 50 cents or 0.9% to $56.09 a barrel. Base metals prices were firmer on the London Metals Exchange overnight, lifting by as much as 1.7%, with nickel up the most. Lead was the exception, falling by around 0.6%. Gold futures rose by $22.70 an ounce, or 1.7%, to $1,344.80 an ounce in response to a weaker US dollar. Iron ore prices were down by 10 cents, or 0.1%, to $88.70 US a ton. Ahead in Australia, the CBA Business Sales Index is released, with the Wage Price Index and Skilled Vacancy Index as well. Later on tonight in the United States, minutes from the last US Federal Reserve meeting are released, in addition to the weekly data on chain store sales and mortgage applications. Have a great day. I'm Tom Petrovsky from ComSec.